For the next few minutes, we're going to examine the shocking and awful horror of a place that the Bible calls hell. 20th century man has done everything in his power to eliminate hell, but hell is a reality and an awful fact to be reckoned with. The Bible declares very dogmatically of hell. There are over 162 references in the New Testament alone which warns of hell, and over 70 of these references were uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. On this tape, you'll hear documented evidence that proves beyond any reasonable doubt of a little place of fire called hell. You'll hear things on this tape that you've never heard before. Friend, please don't take what you're going to hear lightly. And please listen to this tape until its entirety. What you'll hear toward the end of this tape may just be the most important words that you'll ever hear. Several years ago, a very unusual book was published. It was entitled Beyond Death's Door by Dr. Maurice Rawlings. Dr. Rawlings, a cardiologist, is a specialist in internal medicine and cardiovascular disease. Because of the nature of his specialty, Dr. Rawlings had many opportunities to resuscitate people who had actually been declared clinically dead. Dr. Rawlings, a devout atheist in his own words, considered all religion hocus-pocus and death nothing more than a painless end. But then something happened in 1977 that brought about a dramatic change in the life of Dr. Rawlings. He was resuscitating a patient who was screaming and yelling that he was actually in the flames of hell. On page 3 of his book, here's how he described it. Each time he regained heartbeat and respiration, the patient screamed, "I am in hell, I'm in hell." He was terrified and pleaded with me to help him. I was scared to death. He had a terrified look worse than the expression seen in death. This patient had a grotesque grimace expressing sheer terror. His pupils were dilated and he was perspiring and trembling. He looked as if his hair was on end. He was in a panic like I had never seen before. Dr. Rawlings said no one who could have heard his screams and saw the look of terror on his face could doubt for a single minute that he was actually in a place called hell. It shook Dr. Rawlings up so much he went home immediately and dusted off an old Bible trying to find an answer. It wasn't much longer that he received Jesus Christ as his Savior. Dr. Rawlings has since watched as thousands of people depart into eternity, and totally opposite to what we've been led to believe, Dr. Rawlings claims that the majority of people do not go to heaven at all, but the majority of people actually go to hell. I'm reminded of what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7, verse 13. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. In his book, Dr. Rawlings said something else very interesting. The people that went to hell described a place that seems to be underground or within the earth in some way. Which, by the way, that is exactly where the Bible says that hell is located. The Bible leaves no doubt where hell can be found. In Acts chapter 2, Peter is speaking, verse 31, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. When Jesus Christ died at Calvary, according to Acts chapter 2, he descended into hell. And Jesus says in Matthew 12, verse 40, for as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Hell is in the heart of the earth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Hell is in the center of the earth. The Birmingham News, April the 10th, 1987, had an article entitled, Earth Center, Hotter Than Sun's Surface, scientists say. The article stated that scientists have just recently discovered the Earth's inner core has a temperature of over 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Friend, do you know what is in the center of this Earth? A lake of fire. Have you ever seen pictures of a volcano erupting, spewing literally a lake of fire from inside the Earth and consuming everything within miles? When the volcano at Mount St. Helens erupted in May the 18th, 1980, it was described by reporters as, quote, as when hell surfaced upon the earth, end quote. Thousands of years ago, the Bible described a place called hell in the heart of the earth that matches exactly what 20th century science is just now discovering. Friend, you'd better believe there is a literal place called hell under your feet. In the heart of this earth is a fire that lost men and women are in this very minute screaming and suffering and burning in torment. Don't kid yourself for a minute. There is a real place called hell. The Earth's crust on land is normally around 50 miles thick. In other words, you'd have to go down 50 miles before you would begin to reach the edge of the fire. But in the deepest parts of the ocean, the Earth's crust is less than a mile thick. I have heard of more than one testimony of deep-sea divers who thought that they actually heard, coming up through the thin ocean floor, people in pain screaming. Scientists in the last few years have found cracks in the Earth's crust on the ocean floor where the fire was actually leaking out. Friend, do you know also what they have found around these cracks in the crust? 5-foot-long, blood-red worms found no other place in the whole world. They're found no other place in the world but around these fire-leaking cracks. Scientists have no idea where they came from. They're totally baffled. They're found nowhere else in the world but around these cracks. They've been pictured in National Geographic and shown several times on television specials. Do you know how the Lord Jesus describes hell in Mark 9, verse 46? Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Jesus Christ said there are worms in hell. I wonder, dear friend, could the worms they're finding on the ocean floor be actually crawling out of hell? Could God be sending a solemn warning to man in these last days? Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Did you notice what Jesus said in Mark 9, verse 46? Their worm, not a worm or the worm, but notice, their worm. I wonder what he meant by that. The Bible teaches clearly that Christians one day will have a celestial body like that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some Bible teachers also believe that lost men and women will take on the form of Satan, who in Revelation 12, verse 3 is described as a red dragon. Could it be that Jesus Christ is referring to the actual form that lost men and women will be converted to? Could lost men and women actually devolve into their worm? You better think about that, friend. You better give that some serious thought. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus describes the awful place of hell as he tells of the rich man and the beggar Lazarus. Luke 16, verse 22 reads, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Jesus Christ said plainly that man was in torments, in flames, and in hell. Jesus Christ took hell very, very serious. To him, hell was no laughing matter. Jesus Christ says in Matthew 5, verse 29, "If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." Jesus Christ took hell so seriously that he could say without the least bit of hesitation to remove your eye, to cut off your hand or your foot, if that would keep you out of hell. Friend, if hell is not real, if hell is not a million times worse than the most frightening nightmare that ever entered a mortal mind, Jesus Christ was the most deceived man that ever lived. For Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did heaven. And I'll challenge anyone on the face of this earth, to read the words of Jesus Christ and tell me they are the words of a deceived man. No, friend, Jesus Christ knew exactly what he was talking about, and he continually warned of a horror called hell. It is humanly impossible to comprehend the Bible scenario of hell. Nothing on earth could compare with it. No madman in the wildest flights of insanity ever beheld its terror. No nightmare that ever entered a mortal mind could produce a terror to match that of hell. No horror movie ever made could describe its fright. No crime scene with all its blood and gore could begin to match its terror. You'll see hell, and you'll smell hell, and you'll breathe hell, and you'll feel hell. It'll be beyond anything humanly imaginable. The Bible describes it as weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and darkness, a burning, a no hope, an eternal everlasting punishment. Matthew 25 verse 41 says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." Oh, if it was for a few days, a few months, a few years, or even a million years, but to be tormented forever. You'll absolutely despair of ever having any deliverance or any hope. You'll beg for death itself to come and take you away, friend. You'll curse the day you were born, but no comfort will be found. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night." Oh, friend, I ask you, what in the world could be worth taking a chance of spending eternity in such a place? No wonder Jesus says in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" A very interesting article appeared in the respected Helsinki, Finland newspaper Amnesia, which quoted Soviet geologist Dmitry Azakov as saying that he actually drilled through the gates of hell. Listen to what this article said, friend. Quote, "As a communist, I don't believe in heaven or the Bible, but as a scientist, I now believe in hell," said Dr. Azakov. Needless to say, we were shocked to make such a discovery, but we know what we saw, and we know what we heard, and we are absolutely convinced that we drilled through the gates of hell. Dr. Azakov continues, "The drill suddenly began to rotate wildly, indicating that we had reached an empty pocket or cavern. Temperature sensors showed a dramatic increase in heat to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. When we raised the drill, we couldn't believe our eyes. A feigned creature with huge evil eyes appeared in a gaseous cloud and shrieked like a wild animal before it disappeared. We lowered a microphone, which was designed to detect sounds of plate movements down the shaft. But instead of plate movements, we heard a human voice screaming in pain. At first, we thought the sound was coming from our own equipment. But when we made adjustments, our worst suspicions were confirmed. The screams weren't those of a single human. They were the screams of millions of humans." There is a literal place of hell. Yes, there's a place that lost men and women go and burn forever. Yes, my friend, there's a place called hell below your feet, a place that you will go if you die without the blood of Jesus Christ. Friend, think about it. If you could live your life to the fullest, be satisfied with all the earthly pleasures for 70 or 80 years, then was cast into hell for all eternity, would it be worth it? Friend, what is your soul worth to you? To God, your soul is worth a great deal. Friend, God does not want you to spend eternity in hell. Matthew 14, verse 41 says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, not for you. God loved you so much, he gave his own son, Jesus Christ, to die in your place, to pay for your sin, to keep you out of hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Friend, God has something far better than words can describe for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." On May the 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens, a volcano in the United States, erupted. Scientists knew for several months it would erupt. Everybody fled for safety. That is everybody but a man named Harry Truman. Despite the warnings, despite the constant rumblings in the mountain, despite the fact the mountain was bulging out 6 feet a day, Harry Truman just wasn't convinced. Despite the pleading and the begging, Harry Truman just would not leave. You're going to hear on the tape now probably Harry Truman's last words.
Everyone listened. Harry Truman, who owned a lodge alongside Spirit Lake, refused to leave. Despite the rumblings, he vowed to stay.
No, I'm not going to leave. You're damn right I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay here.
But most knew something was about to happen, and they prepared for catastrophe.
Why Truman stayed where he did, because, you know, sooner or later that, just the law of gravity said that that side of the mountain would have to, you know, what reason.
Truman, however, simply vanished.
Friend, how many times have you been warned about hell? How many times have you refused the mercy of God? How many times have you laughed in the face of God Almighty like Harry Truman? Ha ha, I'm not going to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I don't believe in hell. How many times, friend, have you mocked God? Oh, friend, don't mock God. Don't be a fool. Don't wait till you die to find out the shocking truth about hell. Don't wait until it's too late. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Friend, death comes at such unexpected times. Friend, has there ever come a time and a place in your life where you prayed and trusted Jesus Christ to save you? If not, you are one heartbeat away from hell. Don't let anyone convince you that when you die, it'll all be over. The Bible says in Hebrews 9, verse 27, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment." Revelation 20, verse 15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Never in the history of man has God used so many means to try to warn man of the awfulness of hell. And if you can continue to neglect them, friend, I assure you, one day you will curse the day you were born. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, why don't you bow your head this very minute and ask the Lord Jesus to save you? Don't put it off another minute, friend. There's nothing worth taking the chance. Right now over this phone, why don't you pray? Oh, it's so simple, friend. God, so simple. Just pray this simple prayer and mean it with all your heart. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and unless you save me, I am lost forever. I come to you now the best way I know how and ask you to save me. I now receive you as my Savior and give you control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
The preacher told about his love, about his saving grace, and how he came from heaven on Calvary, took my place. He said that he gave his life for me, on Judgment Day. I knew each word was true. I knew someday that I'd meet him, and that his face I'd see. The words of that preacher man kept coming back to me. We never know the day nor hour when he shall come again.
Just now pray this prayer. We would like to send you some information to help you in your new life.